the light.
So the world, where you from? Somewhere you from?
We are one.
Love that theme music, and of course it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young, and happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand today is the first day of action at the World Cup in rainy Brazil.
Rainy is right, Kim. It's been raining for more than 4 hours in the match in Natal. In the northern section of Brazil, right now, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon, making their African record 7th World Cup appearance, are meeting Mexico at this hour. We're in the 31st minute, no score, and I think that rain is really starting to affect play. We'll have an update for you on the final result at 18:30 GMT. The World Cup officially kicked off Thursday with host Brazil scoring a 3-1 victory over Croatia in Sao Paulo. Barcelona star Neymar scored 2 goals for the Brazilians, who are bidding for a record-extending 6th World Cup title. But Neymar's second goal proved especially controversial. It came off a penalty kick in the 71st minute. Japanese referee Yuichi Nishimura awarded the penalty when Brazil's Fred went down casually in the box. Croatia's Dejan Lovren had placed his hand on Fred's shoulder, but the contact didn't appear nearly enough to bring down the striker. The Croatian players were furious. They followed Nishimura to the end line, but the ruling stood. Croatia's goalkeeper Stipe Pleticosa got both hands on Neymar's penalty shot, but it went into the net, and Brazil led 2-1. Oscar scored Brazil's 3rd goal in injury time. The final from Sao Paulo, Brazil 3, Croatia 1. After the match, Croatia's head coach Niko Kovac was harshly critical of the penalty being awarded to the Brazilians. In his words, and I quote, "If that's a penalty, we don't need to play football anymore. Let's play basketball. It's a shame. If we continue in this way, we'll have a circus." Meanwhile, Brazil's head coach, Felipe Luis Scolari, responded to his Croatian counterpart by saying, "Brazil has 5 world championships, so we have seen 5 world circuses." VOA's Scott Bobb watched Brazil's victory from the country's famous Copacabana beach in Rio de Janeiro, and he tells us about the reaction from Brazilian fans there.
Brazil erupted with joy as its team scored its first goal of the Football World Cup. The point erased moments of agony following an own goal that gave rival Croatia the first goal of the tournament. "The Brazilians played well," said Australian Paul Clark as he had his hair braided after the game.
"They played very well. They had possession for most of the game, and they held on to it well."
During the match, demonstrators protesting the high cost of the games marched past the fans in Copacabana. A protest earlier in the day was dispersed by police using tear gas. Fans Fabiana Lima and Suzanne Saliba said they sympathize with the protesters' cause, but not with the protest.
"Eu acho que assim, não é o momento agora. A Copa do Mundo já está acontecendo. É evento que inexorável, a gente já sabia que ia acontecer. Então, por mais que a gente esteja descontente, eu acho que esse momento é o momento da gente aproveitar a Copa. A gente tem vários problemas, mas assim, os problemas que a gente tem, a culpa não é da Copa."
Brasil!
The fans partied late into the night. The Festival of Football begins in earnest Friday with the first full day of matches and ends a month from now with the final in this city's Maracanã Stadium. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky.
Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet, and we'll bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I asked my Facebook friends what they thought of the World Cup opener between Brazil and Croatia. Let's sample a few comments. Sunday Kofi, writing from Kano, Nigeria, referred to Neymar's penalty kick and the Japanese referee by saying simply, "The referees and officials spoiled the game." Matthew Sisk Mwenya Jr., writing from Lusaka, Zambia, agreed with our friend Sunday Kofi in Kano, saying, "The officials spoiled the game. That's my opinion. But congrats to the Samba boys from Brazil." Austin Njoku, writing from Abuja, Nigeria, took a gentler approach to the performance by the Japanese referee, saying, "Officials are prone to mistakes. After all, they're only human. They cannot stop us from catching fun. This is going to be a thrilling and entertaining competition." Joshua Gyamfi, writing from the University of Ghana, says, "Not bad for a World Cup opening match. A good win for the hosts. It should be a great tournament this year, Sonny." Quick update from Natal. We're in the 36th minute. It's still scoreless between Mexico and Cameroon. Lots of rain falling in Natal. 0-0 Mexico and Cameroon. I'll have more World Cup news. But first, the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Miami Heat Thursday night, 107-86, to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the National Basketball Association Finals. VOA's Tati Abeje tells us more about San Antonio's Game 4 victory in Miami, Florida.
There is no gentle way of saying it. The Spurs simply demolished the Heat. No ifs or buts. Right from the tip-off, they came out strong and dominated the game to the very end. Sure, the Spurs had momentum on their side after convincingly winning Game 3 on Tuesday, but they were the huge underdogs in this game. They also played in a hostile environment at the Heat's own American Airlines Arena. As usual, the Spurs moved the ball fast and furious. They were aggressive and in constant motion. Their scoring statistics were also great. They made 57% of their shots and 43% from three-point range. They also scored 55 points in the first half. At one point, the Spurs were leading the Heat by 25 points. Small forward Kawhi Leonard played well again. He scored 20 points, grabbed 14 rebounds, and defended Heat star LeBron James quite well. Tony Parker had 19 points. Tim Duncan added 10 points and 11 rebounds. The Spurs' defense was impressive as well, holding the Heat to 45% shooting. After the game, Spurs head coach Greg Popovich assessed his team's victory.
"I'm pleased that they performed as well as they did while we've been in Miami, and that's about as far as it goes. Now we've got to go back home and play as well or better."
The Heat's performance was, to put it mildly, disappointing. They lacked effort and energy. It appeared their defense took the night off. They gave up way too many easy buckets and open three-point shots. The only highlight was LeBron James, who scored 28 points and grabbed 8 rebounds. The rest of the team played poorly. Dwayne Wade had only 10 points on 3 of 13 shooting. LeBron James reflected on his team's performance.
"I mean, they smashed us. 2 straight home games, got off to awful starts. You know, they came in and you know, was much better than us in these 2 games. It's just that simple."
LeBron says that his team has to respond in a big way after losing 2 straight home games. He feels his team can still win this series, despite their big deficit. "No team in NBA Finals history has ever come back from a 3-1 hole to win the championship. So does this signal the end of the Heat's dream of a three-peat? Well, we'll just wait and see." Game 5 takes place Sunday night in San Antonio, Texas. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm VOA's Tati Abeje.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled World Cup Goal Line Technology. Brazil 2014 marks the first time the technology is being used at the International Football Fiesta. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the World Cup, the female chief of Sierra Leone football has been honored, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Sierra Leone's Football Association President Isha Johansen received a standing ovation at the FIFA Congress when FIFA President Sepp Blatter acknowledged she is the only female in the world currently heading a national football federation. Johansen is the third female national federation head after Liberia's Izet Sombo-Wesley and Burundi's Lydia Nsereka. Among FIFA's 209 members, Africa stands out as the only place in the world to have had a female head of a national federation. Elsewhere, fans are in for a bumper treat tomorrow Saturday. Colombia play Greece in Belo Horizonte before Uruguay and Costa Rica clash in Fortaleza. Then England and Italy engage in the heart of the Amazon tropical forest in the city of Mananas before the Ivory Coast encounter Japan in Recife. On Sunday, Switzerland play Ecuador in Brasilia. France engage Honduras in Porto Alegre as Argentina and Bosnia-Herzegovina clash in Rio de Janeiro.
Thanks, Mark. That's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. Quick update from very rainy Natal, Brazil. Cameroon 0, Mexico.